from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
This is the part where we talk about Iowa's offense, right?
No.
My bad. Dance on our
floor. What? Their offense still wasn't good.
Whoa. It's the most points they've scored in 3 years.
Yeah, make no mistake. The game that Kirk Ferentz is suspended for, they score 40 points. Which, make no mistake, it was Illinois State, and they had 6 points at halftime, two field goals. Two field goals at the half. All right, the AP and coaches top 25 have been refreshed. After week one of college football, the week two standings, not as kind to the Oregon Ducks as the preseason rankings were, and rightfully so, after a 10-point win over FCS Idaho in Autzen Stadium on Saturday afternoon. We're going to dive into that game, but the Ducks fall in the AP poll 4 spots to 7th. In the coaches poll, they fall 3 spots to 3rd. At the top, unchanged Georgia, after absolutely clobbering Clemson. That was a butt-kicking of galactic proportions.
That defense is the best defense in football right now. In college football.
No way.
It was different. It was different the way that they got after it, and it was staggering.
Yep. 34-3 in Atlanta. They just absolutely embarrassed the Clemson Tigers. Ohio State stays at number 2. Impressive as you look at the final score, 52-6 over Akron. A little slow to start. Will Howard did settle in. Mm-hmm. He's got so many weapons. I think that when you look at Ohio State, I don't think it calmed any of the questions about, hey, is he the guy that in a big game is going to be the one that can kind of push you over the edge? But you looked at all of the weapons that he has. Jeremiah Smith, J.J. Smith, the wide receiver, is a true freshman.
The top recruit in the class.
He is going to be a problem for college football. You add the fact that he's got Emeka Ugbuka on the outside alongside of him, Carnell Tate, and then the running back duo of Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins. Yeah, Ohio State is going to be really stinking good this year. So those two stay unchanged at the top of the top 25. Texas moves up to number 3, the Longhorns making easy work. But, you know, we were talking to our big boss man, Jeff Sacramento, who is a big Longhorns
fan. Mr. Texas.
He was like, I still got questions about the offensive line. 52-0 over Colorado State.
Which, remember, Colorado State was in a shootout with Colorado just a year ago.
Yep. Alabama in the Kalen DeBoer era started with a blowout win this weekend as well.
Good God, they ran all over them.
63-0. And this is what Kalen DeBoer is a phenomenal coach. And everybody's like, well, is he going to use, will Jalen Milroe be good in a Kalen DeBoer offense? No. Kalen DeBoer is a fantastic coach, so he tailors his offense to his players and their skill set. They ran the damn ball all over Western Kentucky.
47 carries.
63-0. And probably the most jarring difference in Nick Saban to Kalen DeBoer. Do you see how loose those Alabama players
were? Sidelines?
They were
getting the pick and then taking the, setting up for the photo.
And doing selfies, championship belts out there. Yeah. It's a different Alabama Crimson Tide, but the results are still the same. They absolutely boat raced Western Kentucky, 63-0. Coming in at fifth, Notre Dame, impressive win over the weekend as well.
I wasn't as impressed by that. I know it was a tough game. I don't know if Riley Leonard is going to be the guy. I mean, their schedule sucks, but
that's the game you needed him for, though. And the way that it played out, Marcus Freeman, defensive-minded head coach. I think that game far more indicative of what Texas A&M is.
Isn't.
And
Wigman was terrible.
Yeah, Connor Wigman is not very good.
Oof.
And they've got some serious questions that they need to answer. And Mike Elko in his first year, look, he inherited a dumpster fire that Jimbo Fisher handed over to him. Zero accountability for that team on and off the field. It was kind of the reputation that Texas A&M had down there in College Station. And under Jimbo, and Elko is changing a culture. They are a little ways away right now. But Notre Dame, to go on the road week one to Kyle Field and pull off a win, you know you're going to have a little bit of growing pains anytime you have a brand new quarterback that you're working in, right? And Riley Leonard is a battering ram. If you watched him at Duke, that game is how he's going to play.
Mm-hmm. He had 12 carries, 63 yards. Like, I mean, he's running the ball.
He is a load. Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss, they stay at sixth in the AP poll. Moved up to fifth in the coaches poll, though.
Boy, does Jackson Dart look like a Heisman candidate out of the gate.
Yeah, who'd have thought that? Who saw that coming?
Yeesh.
Jackson Dart's really good. And then Oregon comes in at seventh, followed by Penn State, Missouri, Michigan, rounding out the top 10. Michigan, slow out of the gate against Fresno State, surprising people with David Warren at quarterback instead of Alex Orji.
They kept that under wraps the whole time. That was incredible.
Yep, and the offense, it took a while to get humming, but they ended up pulling away late against Fresno State, winning 30-10. And I think the big fall in the noticeable falls here, I said it last Friday, right? I'm out on the ACC.
Oh, God, yes.
So out on the ACC.
They are not. It's Miami and no one else.
You saw Clemson drop 11 spots to 25th.
Which, why are they there?
Florida State, more on that later.
Yeesh.
They get embarrassed again. And now it's in Europe and in the United States, embarrassed. North America and Europe.
Mm.
They've gone across the ocean. Same results. They go from being a top 10 preseason team to out of the top 25.
And that's what happens. You get the crap kicked out of you by Golden Domers that aren't Notre Dame.
Well, it's not just out of the top 25. They did not even receive a single vote.
I mean, should they?
No. But have we ever seen a team go from top 10 in the preseason poll to week two poll
out,
not even getting a vote in the top 25? They don't deserve a vote.
No,
but
there's probably been a team or two, but
yikes.
And everybody's burying DJU, and we'll talk about that later. It's not all him. In fact, I'd say it's more on the trenches, but
I think it is a complete failure
from top to bottom.
Top to bottom at Florida State and what they got going on right now. But the AP top 25 has Oregon at 7. The coaches poll has Oregon at 6th. Mm. That is the update. Hey, little spoiler alert here, folks. I said Washington wasn't going to be that bad this year, and not as bad as what even their own fans are saying. They are a really well-coached team. Jed Fish brought some key pieces, albeit Noah Fafita and Tetraro McMillan have stayed in the desert and have stayed at Arizona.
God, if they would have gotten them.
Washington is ranked 25th in the coaches' poll after a 35-3 win over Weber State in week one.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Keep your eye on that.
Yep.
Key, just keep your eye on that Washington team.
The little
team.
Bowling ball, Jonah Coleman, going to be their bell cow all season long.
Just like Alabama ran the damn ball with Kalen DeBoer, Washington, that's where their bread is going to be buttered, is running the football. They're going to have some growing pains with Will Rogers at quarterback, but you have a veteran back there. They are going to be okay, and your schedule affords you the ability to work out some kinks, because they got Eastern Michigan this week, Washington State the next week, Northwestern the next, and then they have to go to Rutgers, which Rutgers is going to be a challenge.
Looking at this poll, there is a group of four teams that I'm looking at as like the disruptors. I know it's early in the season, but they're all in a row. Utah, Miami, USC, Tennessee. Those four teams are some of the most interesting teams in the country to me.
Yeah, they really are. And Miami, I give them a ton of credit. They look different. Cam Ward was fantastic and explosive. But are we giving them too much credit for beating a Florida team that
it's going to be bad.
Was not ranked in the top 25, has a coach that's a dead man walking entering the season, and then they lived up to all of the expectations of what we thought Florida might be?
Well, the flip side of that is, it's still one playing in the swamp in 92-degree weather. I mean, you're from Miami, so you're used to it. But still, it's one of the most hostile environments in football, supposedly. But you go in there, you beat the crap out of them, and it's a Florida team that has the 13th best composite talent. If you look at it, it's 12, 13, 14. Florida State, Miami, Florida in composite talent. Only one of those teams is performing up to their talent level right now.
Absolutely.
But you go in there on the road, big game. And the best part about it was after the game, when they're walking off the field, yelling at the Florida recruits, "You're at the wrong school."
Yeah.
My God. Did you see the Florida Florida PR director telling them all to shut up?
Yeah.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah, because they know exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
They know Billy Napier isn't the guy.
No.
Everybody at Florida knows Billy Napier is not the guy to lead that program. And now you had Miami doing Miami stuff, and it was the swag going old school.
The swag was back, and
you could
feel it.
Yeah.
Do you see the recruit that literally was at the Florida game, and he flashed the U to the Miami players?
Look, that happens so often where you have these guys, and fans always freak out like, oh, we have a commit that's taking a visit somewhere. A lot of times what happens is that recruit, all these recruits are on all the commits are on their little group thread and their group text, and they're like, let's go pull some other guys. Let's go pluck off some more talent. That happens where guys go to games to another school, and they're actively recruiting whatever school they're committed to. Now, it can be turned on its head where the school makes such an impression that guy goes, maybe I do think about it. But when something like that happens, that's worst case scenario for Florida.
Do you see the look on those kids' faces? Yeah. They're like,
uh-oh.
Am I going to the right place?
Uh-oh. All right. Let's get into Oregon, though. 24-14, they beat the University of Idaho. It wasn't the impressive performance that people were expecting. The game was far tighter and a lot sloppier than the expectations externally. And when you heard Dan Lanning talk after the game and yesterday at his press conference, not up to the standards of the University of Oregon either. Cause for concern or a blip on the radar? Next. First is Will with SportsCenter.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.